What about the things that had drawers in them? You know, about this time, you put, had those?
Yeah, there's one in that. It's just, it was handed down to her from her mother. It's an old, it's, she talk about antiques. It's got an old mirror on it. Yeah, it's got, I believe, a marble top to it. A little drawer on each side there. She keeps her jewelry in part of it, what have you, trinkets.
Right.
Two or three drawers down there, you pull out, long drawers.
That's a what? What's that piece called?
Dresser. Dresser.
Do y'all have those when you were coming up? When you were young?
Yeah. Sure did. And what they kept the clothes in, by the reason I said armor. It's a whole lot bigger, taller thing than what you have. See, today you might find them some of these antique places. We always call them an armor, call it the armor.
There are a lot of antique places around here, aren't there?
Oh, yeah.
Why there's so many of them? There's a lot of old...
A lot of old furniture, and you can take, now here a while back, I love to go to these auctions. They have these auctions, antique auctions. Well, it don't have to be antique stuff. They have brand new, late model stuff come into them. Yeah, it's been about a month or so ago. I was down here to this one. It's about a couple of miles below here. And there was a fella coming there with a bedstead. Wasn't a thing wrong with it except the plywood part of it was peeling off. So I looked at that thing. He was trying to get a certain price for you to start off. You know how them auctioneers trying to set it. And you got no bids on it, so they set it to one side. And after the auction was over, I walked up to the auctioneer. I said, well, you take that old bedstead down. Oh, give him $3. I gave him $3. I brought that thing up here and got back down on the back. Carport store. I set that thing up on a stand where I could get at it and work at it. I first took me some glue and I glued all that to where it was loose and come apart, peeling back. Took me some glue and I glued it all back, got it good and solid. I took my 1/4-inch drill and you'd get sandpaper, emery cloth, circles. I made me a gadget to put it on hand. I just faced it where you just peel that old shellac paint that was on it, right down to the bare wood. I had that thing stripped of the original, whatever it was painted with, right down to the bare, pretty wood. I went and got me some clear varnish. Now you talk about a pretty bed, that everybody had seen it. What do you take for it? I'll give you $50 for it. I'll give you $100 for it. No, I bought that for my grandson. Told him I was going to get him a bed, and I fixed it up for him. Didn't have no rollers under it. Went up here, the man run a second-hand outfit. I asked if he had some old bed rollers.